Unit 8. Understanding Behavior Through the MBTI. Early psychologists used a variety of tests to try to understand the human mind. The process of understanding how our minds work became simpler in the mid-1900s when a new type of standardized test appeared. The Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, MBTI, was designed to measure the temperament, or personality, of individuals. This test was based upon the work of Carl Jung, the famous psychiatrist. Jung believed that to understand people's behavior, scientists have to take into account dreams and other non-scientific knowledge. His theory of human personality is based upon the interaction between a person's conscious and unconscious minds. One way that Jung believed that the unconscious affected people is through complexes. A complex develops from events in childhood. Jung proposed that a complex is the source of behavior that is unusual or difficult to explain. The two main types of complexes are the male and female. These are the preconceived ideas of gender. For instance, a woman who is constantly exposed to negative depictions of men as a child will carry these feelings with her into adulthood. Even if her adult idea of the male is positive, through her actions, she will show her discomfort with men. In addition, Jung also described complexes that are related to people's ages and social classes. To learn more about a person's complexes, Jung used word association tests. These are when a patient is given random words and asked to respond to them with the first word that comes to mind. Using these responses, Jung analyzed his patient's personalities. More interestingly, Jung found that there were patterns among his patients. He called the different categories archetypes. While the number of archetypes is unlimited, there are a number of common ones. These include the mother figure, the father figure, the wise old man, the joker, and others. For instance, the great mother is an idealized maternal figure who is caring, compassionate, and dependable. The MBTI categorizes people in a similar fashion. Most modern tests list people as belonging to one of 16 different groups. However, there are some researchers who feel that classifying people in this way is not appropriate. Yet a number of counselors feel that it is beneficial. With this knowledge, people are able to choose careers that best fit their personalities.